Number one, because Jesus gives us eternal life. What does eternal mean? It means everlasting. It means that it never ends. And so if Jesus tells us that he that believeth on him hath everlasting life, that means that you possess eternal life in the spiritual realm, and that no matter what, you cannot have that life be terminated. And so if you had eternal life today and you lost it tomorrow, that did not last forever. The second reason why eternal security is true is because Jesus says to those who are damned on Judgment Day that I never knew you. So if you go to hell, that means that you were never in the family of God to begin with. He didn't say, I used to know you and you lost it. I knew you once, but you fell away. He didn't say, I don't know you anymore. He says that if you go to hell, I never knew you. So that means that those who are damned on Judgment Day are not people that got saved and lost it. It's the many that will say, Lord, Lord, we've done many wonderful works in your name, and they're trusting in their works. Jesus says, I never knew you to them. And the third reason that you can't lose your salvation is that you could never lose by bad works that which you could never obtain by good works. Think about it. The Bible says, if it be of grace, then it is no more work. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. And if it be of work, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. Salvation is either by faith or works. The Bible goes on to say, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. It's to him that worketh not, but trusts in Christ. It's to him that humbles himself and realizes that he's a sinner in need of a Savior. That's the person that God's going to save. The fourth reason why you cannot lose your salvation is because we've been born again. The Bible says that you've been born of incorruptible seed, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. So if we are born of incorruptible seed, number one, that seed cannot be corrupted because it's incorruptible. Number two, if you're born, you cannot be unborn. And the fifth reason why you can't lose your salvation is because Jesus said he will never leave us or forsake us. That's powerful. Jesus holds on to his children. He doesn't abandon his children. God is a good father. And Jesus said in the book of John that him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. That means in no wise, no matter what, he will not cast them out. Why? Because God is a good father. And the sixth reason why you can't lose your salvation is because it would make Jesus a liar. Jesus said in John 5:24 that he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life. That's life that goes forever. So you possess it in the present, hath everlasting life. And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death into life. So Jesus said, once you're saved, you shall not ever come into condemnation. You will not be condemned, but you've been passed from death unto life. What kind of life are we talking about? We're talking about eternal life. In that moment, when you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that's when you receive eternal life. It's not when you've committed your life to Christ. It's not when you've turned from every sin, turned over a new leaf, given up your old paths, and followed Christ. You should give up your old things, and you should follow Christ. You should give up your sins, but that's not a requirement for salvation. My friend, the only way to be saved is by looking to the cross, trusting Christ alone. You shouldn't put your trust in, oh, well, I quit smoking. Some people say, well, I quit drinking and I trusted in Christ. No, that's not going to get you to heaven. The only thing that gets you to heaven is trusting Jesus alone. Jesus said, unless you come to me as a little child, you shall not in any wise inherit the kingdom of heaven. People who say they can lose their salvation, they're calling Jesus a liar when he said that you shall not be condemned. He prophesied that no matter what, you cannot lose your salvation and that it is a gift of eternal life. If I offered somebody this iPhone and I said, hey, this is an everlasting iPhone. It's got 10%, but it never will die. It will never go below 10%. And I gave it to somebody and it died. That wasn't an everlasting iPhone. That makes me a liar for saying that it's everlasting. When Jesus gives you eternal life, think about this. When Jesus gives you the gift of everlasting redemption, that is a gift that lasts forever by definition of what salvation even is. And the seventh reason why you cannot lose your salvation is because you are sealed to the day of redemption once you believe. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. And we're sealed by God. That's a seal that cannot be broken. You ever thought about the verse in the Bible that says that God left the 99, that Jesus would leave the 99 to go for one sheep that went astray? And he would bring that sheep back into his fold. That's how much he loves us. And the eighth reason why you cannot lose your salvation is because we are in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are kept by the power of God, the Bible says. In John 10, 28 and 29, Jesus said, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." When you're in the hand of Jesus, and Jesus is in the hand of God, and Jesus said, "No man shall pluck you from his hand," he meant no man. People say, "What if I jump out?" You're in Jesus' hand. He's in the Father's hand. You're in there for good. And why would somebody want to jump out and go to the lake of fire? Makes no sense. Nobody really wants to go to hell. I mean, if people understood what hell is, nobody would be like, "Well, I want to give up this gift of eternal life." I mean, what a foolish question when people say, "Oh, well, what if I want to give the gift back?" The reason that Jesus said that you're born into his family is because he's pointing out that it's a permanent decision that saved you. When you receive Christ, when you make that decision to trust him, God used permanent examples through the Bible to show that it's a permanent salvation. It goes against the flesh. We're entering into the realm of God's spiritual ways, God's ways which are not our ways, when we understand that salvation is a gift, that Jesus loved us so much that he died for all of our sins, and that if we depend on Christ, just like I'm depending on this chair, just as I depend on certain things, if I depend on Christ to save me, he promises to save me. If you depend on Christ to save you, if you rely on him alone, that's when he says, "All right, you're in, you're born again, and I've got you. You're not going anywhere." And the ninth reason that you cannot lose your salvation is because the blood of Christ, if it's powerful enough to save you and to take away your past sins, it's powerful enough to keep you saved. Now, it's an attack on the blood of Christ when people say that Jesus did not pay for sins, past, present, and future. The Bible says he died not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. The Bible says that Christ died for the ungodly. That means that he died for everybody, that he died for every sin that will ever be committed and that ever has been committed. The blood of Christ is under attack today. Many people think that there's different ways to get to heaven. No, Jesus said, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men to myself." And he was lifted up on a cross, and it was the blood that came streaming down off that cross that justifies you and I. And it's what makes us holy before God. And the 10th reason why you cannot lose your salvation is because God has made a covenant with himself to keep those who are saved, saved until the day of redemption. And my favorite verses in the Bible on eternal security is found in Psalm 89. This is in the Old Testament, where the Bible says, "If his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgments, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips." So God said in verse 34, he says, "My covenant will I not break." He says he's not going to break the covenant. You may break the covenant. In those earlier verses, it says that people turned their back on God that were saved. They committed sin. They committed iniquity. But what did God do? He didn't send them to hell. He didn't cast them out. He corrected them. He says, "I will punish their iniquity." He says, "I will correct my children. Whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth." People that believe you can lose it, they'll always say, "Well, as long as you believe in Jesus at the last moment, as long as you've turned from your sins in the last moment, then God will take you to heaven." I know of people in the Bible that died in sin, that committed suicide, but they are in heaven. Jesus' blood was enough to save them and to keep them saved. Jesus' blood was enough to keep Samson saved after he committed suicide. Jesus' blood was enough to keep Saul, King Saul, in the Bible, who died on his own sword. The Bible says the Holy Spirit departed from him, God became his enemy. But the Bible tells us King Saul is in heaven right now. Why? Because of the blood of the Lamb. You know, when they were crossing through the Red Sea, they only had to cross through it once, and they were saved. When the children of Israel applied the blood to the doorpost of their house so that the death angel could pass over them, you know how many times they applied that blood? Once. You know how many times Jesus died on the cross? Once. And Jesus said, if you believe on him, you'll never hunger and never thirst. That's a one-time thing. He says he's the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. When you come to Jesus Christ, when you receive the bread of life, you will never hunger again. It's a one-time thing. Just as we see one-time examples throughout the Bible. You think God's trying to tell you something? Salvation, redemption happens once. You're born once. You receive eternal life once. You don't have to get saved and then unsaved, saved and then unsaved. Born, unborn, everlasting life, temporary life. And the reason that people hate this message that I'm sharing is because it incriminates their false gospel. It incriminates, and the blood of Christ is so powerful that it shines light on people that think that they're so good, but they're really not. I'll be honest with you, there's a lot of sins I've never committed. But I know that the Bible says that if you've committed one sin, that you're guilty of all. Getting to heaven has never been about our goodness. It's always been about Jesus' goodness. Getting to heaven has never been about our ability to endure and keep our salvation. It's about his ability to keep us saved and secured in his hand. Salvation's never been about our commitments. Look, Jesus was the one who was committed to the cross, to living sinlessly. Salvation's never been about our goodness and our works. It was always about his work. He said it's finished. You can't add to it and you can't take away from it. And you will incur the wrath of God on your life and the wrath of the Lamb if you hear this message and you reject it and you say, nope, I'm going to keep my own salvation. I'm going to make sure I don't turn my back on God so he doesn't turn his back on me. People get offended whenever I speak about eternal salvation and tell them that Jesus paid it all and that all to him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. I didn't wash it white as snow by turning over a new leaf, doing all these good things. It sounds real logical until you read in the Bible where God said that there's not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Did you know that the Bible says that? The Bible says in Ecclesiastes, there is not a just man, a saved man. There's not a saved man, a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. All of us are with sin. We all have to battle with sin. A lot of people say, Matt, I'm going to heaven because I'm enduring. I've repented of every sin I've ever done. I've turned over a new leaf. Look, the Bible actually says that he that thinketh he standeth, let him take heed lest he fall. With all that being said, I hope that you guys enjoyed this video and that you got something out of it, and that if you're not saved, that you trust Jesus to take you to heaven. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Not might be saved, shall be saved. It's a promise of God. The Bible says, and this is the promise which he hath promised us, even eternal life.